Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
SoCal's Country Station 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. The LA Wranglers are a country western performance group based in Los Angeles who hold a passion for all things country. Founded in 2002 as a dance troupe, they've since incorporated into the nonprofit organization Wranglers Los Angeles Dance Association. Their signature dance event, Wrangler Weekend Los Angeles, or WWLA, is coming to the LA Marriott Burbank Airport August 22nd through the 25th. On the line to tell us more is co-founder Rick Dominguez. Thank you for joining me.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Rick, this is an event that is dedicated to being inclusive. And by that, I mean, you really seek to include a very specific marginalized group, people who are left-handed.
Yes, definitely.
Obviously, I'm kidding. But as a choreographer, you are known for starting your dances on the left foot.
Someone did their homework.
Can you tell us how the LA Wranglers got started?
Well, yeah, we started with a group of friends at a bar called Rawhide back in 2001. Ever since I remember seeing my first dance team perform like in the early 90s. They were called the Midnight Cowboys. I knew that one day I would want to start my own dance team that, you know, was kind of similar. I liked the sexy country cowboy vibe, and it was just people that loved to dance. And the team I wanted to create would be similar, just you didn't have to be a pro dancer. That's kind of why I was never, I think, invited to join the Midnight Cowboys, because they were all a group of pro dancers. So I figured once I had some choreography under my belt, it would be something I would definitely consider in the future. So I think around 2021, some friends approached and said, "Hey, Rick, when are you going to start your own dance troupe?" So I thought for a second and said, "You know what? Now, let's do it." So we put the word out, got, you know, auditions going, and I think about 25 people showed up for the audition. And before you knew it, yeah, we started our rehearsals. I think we had about 21 members when we first started our rehearsals. And then coming up with the name was pretty easy. We wanted to stick to kind of a country thing. So Wranglers came up and it seemed quite fitting. So after a few other names were put out there, we decided to go with the Wranglers. And of course, we wanted to thank our home bar at the time for giving us space to rehearse every week. So we started out as Rawhide's LA Wranglers.
And what was the purpose of this dance troupe?
Well, see, in the beginning, I guess our purpose was to entertain, perform at our local bars, pride festivals, rodeos. Back then, there were several well-established rodeos and pride festivals that would always have country stages and tents with entertainment, all within like the LA, San Diego area. But as we grew and as times changed, we realized that we could serve, you know, a much bigger, better purpose if we organized into a nonprofit status. So, you know, we formed a committee, voted in the board, and with a lot of reading, organizing, and filing by one of our members, Christina Ramos, came the birth of the Wrangler Los Angeles Dance Association.
How did this evolution happen, and how does this annual event help promote that purpose?
Here we go. So, once we started performing as a dance team in 2002, we were invited to dance at a convention in San Francisco called the Sundance Stampede. They had only been running this event for a few years prior, so our first invitation to perform was not only a huge thing for us, but we were so excited that this could be something that could become a big tradition. And sure enough, you know, year after year, we were invited back as this convention grew into the largest queer event in the country. I couldn't help be in awe of its wonder, its power to bring together all our dance communities from across the country, you know, to celebrate all that we are for one glorious weekend a year. They had workshops all day long with every style of dance, to the nightly dance parties and exhibitions from dance teams across the country. So yeah, I was a bit jealous. But that sparked my curiosity, and I started asking, you know, organizers exactly what it takes to run one of these events. And they all gave me this big warning and sighs like, "Oh, it's a lot of work." So that didn't really scare me. I decided, and I thought to myself, if San Francisco can do it, why can't LA? But at the same time, I also didn't want to copy exactly what our San Francisco family was doing, not to mention other weekend conventions that had popped up in places like Seattle, Washington, D.C. There's an organization called Iggle Wiggle, which stands for International Association of Gay and Lesbian Country Western Dance Clubs, that hosts that they would host a different city every year. So, you know, they travel from Miami to Denver to Louisiana to everywhere just to promote a once a year event just like that as well. But with that, I simply wanted something a little more unique in the style of what I felt our local community would thrive on. Many will say I'm biased towards a specific style of dance, line dancing to be exact. And those speculations were indeed correct. But in that, I simply wanted my dream event to be able to offer just as much of one style of dance as the others. Because, I don't know if you know, but the old school, as you might have it, dedicated themselves to more couples dancing because, you know, 40, 30, even 20 years ago, this was the majority of what you would dance to in any club or bar. And of course, this included two-step, two-stepping, what we call shuffle dancing, West Coast swing, waltz, Lindy East Coast swing, and then something that's pretty exclusive to our community called shadow dancing. So mind you, I love all of that, but my heart navigated towards line dancing very early on. It's what moves me the most and where I shine mostly, especially with choreography. So as I started attending these other conventions, I learned very quickly that what I love to do was very limited and not very well understood amongst the majority seniority. So on a different note, once I had established myself as the resident DJ and instructor choreographer at Oil Can Harry's, I'm not sure if you're familiar with that bar.
In Studio City.
Yes. The history of this club is just undeniably one of the best bars to ever exist in our community. And unfortunately, of course, it saw its demise through the pandemic. But in the 25 years or so I worked there, it was through my perseverance that I was able to turn the tides for our community and give the line dancing, you know, the equal share it deserved on the dance floor, like 50-50. That's all I ever wanted. So that and staying on top of the ever-changing curve of music and genres that line dancing involved into. But by 2015, I think Oil Can Harry's, of course, was the hotspot for any line dancer to be part of, because not only that, we cracked the glass ceiling on advanced dances that we introduced to our dancers that no other bar in Southern California at that time was doing. So long story, even longer, and I was kidding, I began exploring this yearly event in Los Angeles. And I think in 2012 was the year that all my ducks fell in line and Wrangler Weekend Los Angeles would make its debut with just help from several friends, Labor Day weekend, three venues, six instructors, and a little saying, dreams do come true, we launched.
Why is inclusivity important for this event?
I have a personal stake in inclusivity for WWLA because after my home bar, of course, Oil Can Harry's closed its doors, I wasn't sure what was going to happen with me and our dance community. During the pandemic, I did some Zoom classes for a while, literally at the closed Oil Can Harry's stage so people could still dance in their living rooms. We started a Sunday in the park thing once things opened up a little to celebrate dancing outdoors, but you know, that still didn't pay the bills. So I ended up having to leave California, which kind of worked really well because my mom wasn't doing well. So I went back home and helped to be with my family for, you know, about a year. But at the time, things are starting to ease back up here in California. And I don't know if you've heard of Bar Crawl Borderline.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure if you're familiar with Borderline, you know, they had that unthinkable tragedy, that mass shooting a few years prior to that. Anyways, their owner, Brian, we had opened up our doors to Borderline, the family, once that happened and said, if, you know, your dancers need a place to come, they're always welcomed here. And we waived cover charges, you know, indefinitely for them. So I think in thanking us, Brian reached out to me and said, hey, listen, I've opened up a new space. If you ever return and you want to be on staff as one of our DJs, you're more than welcome. So that was really, really awesome of him. And then, of course, I've had other friends throughout the community that we all got to know each other, and they were instructors and such that would invite me to their bars to guest teach. And then from there came guest DJ spots. So before you know it, I was able to plan like a one weekend a month to come back and work the whole weekend here in LA, including, you know, renting a space for our community. So yeah, I had some steady gigs going. And then at that point, I decided, you know what, I don't think I'm done with this. I think I need to get back to LA and get going. So I came back, and before you know it, I guess word spread out. And next thing you know, I've been, all kinds of bars were calling me up and saying, hey, you know, would you like to start a night? Do you want to come work for us? So before you know it, I've got gigs now 2 years later in local breweries and bars from Costa Mesa to Lancaster, Santa Barbara to Santa Clarita, Thousand Oaks, San Bernardino, Fillmore to Anaheim. I mean, I'm working everywhere. And then even for our community now, we've started in Unite downtown LA, and there's one in Long Beach. So I'm literally working all the time now. And I owe that to, you know, all these straight bars that opened up their doors to me and welcomed me into their communities. And I can't explain how awesome that feels, because all of a sudden I'm not young anymore. I'm hitting this point in my life where, you know, it's my golden years, but now I'm actually, I've hit a stride that I not been able to hit ever in what I do. And I owe that to the communities of country line dancing that opened up their doors to our communities. And, you know, people will ask, oh, you work in all the street bars now. I'm like, no, I work in country bars that have exclusively opened up their doors to us and to our communities. So for me, doing WWLA is our way of welcoming those communities to our home with one common goal: for the love of dance.
We love the gifts that you have given the line dance community in Southern California. I think any serious line dancer in the area knows who Rick Dominguez is. For those who don't know, Rick Dominguez is the co-founder of Wrangler Weekend Los Angeles, which is taking place at the LA Marriott Burbank Airport August 22nd through the 25th. Tell us about the event itself this year, Rick. What styles of dance will be featured?
We're going to have three massive floors all going at the same time, dedicated to anything from two-step. We have actually two styles of two-step. There's something called progressive two-step and San Francisco style two-step, which is very interesting. The majority of the world does what's called progressive two-step. And the only way that you can describe that is it starts on the quick, quick, slow, slow. For some odd reason, the Western seaboard in the gay culture for the last 30, 40 years, who knows why and when, but we all start on the slow, slow, quick, quick. And that's what's called San Francisco style. And that just, it's just a small minority of a group of us, but it's continued and it stays and it's still going strong. So we actually introduce both styles for everyone that wants to learn in either beginner, intermediate, or advanced levels. But we will be teaching that, of course, line dancing, West Coast Swing, Waltz, Lindy, Nightclub 2, Shadow Dance, all of these will be introduced, and there'll be classes throughout the weekend. The schedule is going to be posted very soon. There's already a tentative schedule online, but we're going to fill that in with more exact info as the event gets closer. So yeah, I mean, there's just about every style you can think of.
Do you have to be an experienced dancer to participate in this event?
Oh, not at all. No, we, like I said, we have three dedicated rooms. We kind of have a theme, kind of a freeway theme. So we have the 101 room, which is going to be all beginner dances throughout the weekend. So that room alone will just host anyone that's new, never done this before, novice dancers, people that just want clean up a little bit more. So that beginner room will be open to anyone who wants to learn line and two-step, couples, whatever.
And tell us about some of the instructors who will be teaching at this event.
We have such a great staff this year. We've got several world famous line dance instructors returning, like Darren Bailey, Amy Glass, Joey Warren. I don't know if anyone's familiar with these three, but they are definitely world famous. So many dances that we all do so often, and so like every bar across the country does so many of their dances. And well, the best thing about these guys too is not even just that they're pro dancers, but taking their classes just takes you to a different experience. They're so amazing. They're so fun. They make the classes so fun, and that's always been the thing for me. But let me see, I guess, remember how I said how I was a little biased towards line dancing? That's always where I gravitate to. But as we grew into this massive event, I wanted to make sure that all genres of dance, or all, you know, the dance styles, were covered equally. So our West Coast Swing instructors are going to be amazing. We have also returning, we have some local all-star champion instructors, Samantha Buckwalter and Matthew Ritchie. And then another world champion and 10 times UCWDC Master Hall of Famer, Ronnie DeVendetta, will be here. And it's his first time joining us. These are all master West Coast Swing players. And not just that, but just country western. Some of them are going to be teaching some great two-step classes as well. Then we've got a bunch of local talented instructors that are joining us. We've got, our YouTube sensation, Candy Sherwin. I don't know if anyone's familiar with Candy. She's amazing. And then our first time, we've got Cindy Massengill, who will be here. She lights up the OC with her classes. She's amazing. And of course, Anne Marie Dunn. Miss Word in Motion is one of our local favorites, and she's got such a following and talent. She's actually responsible for getting me in on what has most definitely been one of the biggest highlights of my career just this past April. I don't know if you're familiar with that little thing called Stagecoach.
I've heard of it.
Yeah, I was, and it, all thanks to Anne Marie, she was able to get me in as one of the headlining DJs under Diplo's tent, Honky Tonk Staged. And I closed out Saturday night. That was one of the most amazing moments of my life. It was crazy. But then we also have a lot of our returning LGBTQ community favorites from San Francisco and LA. We've got John Lieberman, who's responsible for The Wolf, one of his big dances. Michael Metzger. We've got, then of course, in couples dances, we've got all kinds of talented instructors as well. We've got Jeremy Box, who's been with us from the beginning. Rob Landercrane from Palm Springs area. We've got Sheila Schlicht will be joining us as well. And also representing two huge clubs this year, we're welcoming Stud Country. They're going to be hosting a Saturday afternoon social. So that's really cool. Stud Country is this new up-and-coming LGBTQ massive like surge in country dancing. They've got a huge club here in LA. They've opened up in San Francisco, in New York. They're spreading like wildfire. So it's really exciting to have Stud Country involved. And then, of course, we have Iggle Wiggle this year. They will be hosting our dance competitions in line, West Coast and Two Step this year, featuring Lee Fox. So we do. We have such a great staff. There's a few others. You put some of our DJs are going to be doubling as instructors as well. You got Ingu and Kelsey Lewis and Scott Schrank. So we're really going to have such a great staff this year. A few surprises, I think, as well.
I'm speaking with dancer, choreographer, and co-founder of Wrangler Weekend Los Angeles, Rick Dominguez. This is a 3-day event. What does a quote-unquote typical day look like for a participant?
Well, let's see. Classes start at 9 a.m., so you can grab a cup of coffee and a pastry and jump on in. Like I said, we have three large rooms that are going to be going at the same time. We've got themes going through our event. Famous Freeways will make up these rooms. So the 101, as I said earlier, will host all the beginner classes from line to West Coast Swing and Two Step and all those first timers and novice dancers to find, you know, their happy place. Our Route 66 room will host most of our line dance classes with a few exceptions. And finally, our PCH room will carry most of the advanced classes in couples Two Step, West Coast Swing, Waltz, etc. So best thing to do is to pregame, check the website, grab a pamphlet at registration and go through and mark the classes you'd love to try out, you know, and just follow your feet. Each class is about 45 minutes, give or take, with a 15-minute window to gather your feet and get to your next class. Our lunch break will be from 12 to 1:30. We come back with classes, which will end at 5:30, and then we have our dinner break. And then there's a main ball each night with themes. These are so much fun, which we will list on the website. But the main ball will go through about 10:30, and then we'll have some competitions and exhibitions as well. Remember, again, you know, the whole trying to make sure everybody's happy. So we created this 4-3 format that seems to please most. What we do is we play four couples dances and then three line dances and just go on throughout our night that way, 4-3, 4-3. But at 10:30, the late night rooms open up, which we have dedicated rooms like the 101 will be all couples with a few classic line dances thrown in here and there. The Route 66 will be an all line dance room, and our PCH will have our West Coast Swing room. And incidentally, I think Friday night will be hosted by a local West Coast Swing group called Blackout Friday. So those that go hardcore will dance literally till the sun comes up. No lie. Late night means exactly that. The late night rooms are going to go until the last person drops. And usually line dance and West Coast Swing kind of compete. They try to figure out who can go the longest. But our two-step room, they're the more level-headed peeps. They close out around 1-ish mostly, but you never know. You know, maybe we'll have some hardcore two-steppers this year. But yeah, those line dance and West Coast rooms, they keep going. So yeah, just one day would be an amazing experience for anyone.
Does someone have to buy a weekend pass in order to participate?
For the best experience, absolutely. But no. There's a number of ways to enjoy the weekend. We have everything from VIP passes for the whole experience. We have also one-day passes. We have night party-only passes, spectator passes. All of this, you can just go and check out online. They're all listed. So yeah, if you want to come in just for the day and take some classes, or you just want to come enjoy the night party, we've got a pass for that. A one-day pass, a two-day pass, it's all on there. But like I said, the VIP pass includes a bunch of cool things. We're going to have, you know, meals, merch, hotel, the whole nine yards.
And are you looking for sponsors for this event?
Yeah, there's options for individual sponsorship on our website, and that includes a weekend pass, VIP brunch, merch, meals, hotel. And corporate organizations that are interested in sponsoring the LA Wranglers can email us at info@lawranglers.org, and we'll kind of break down what we can do there. Because also, donations can be tax deductible because we are a 501c3 nonprofit.
I'm speaking with dancer and choreographer Rick Dominguez, co-founder of Wrangler Weekend at Los Angeles, which is coming to the LA Marriott Burbank Airport August 22nd through the 25th. Anything else we need to know?
Oh my God, yes. There's so much more that's going on. We have our official kickoff party, which is Thursday night at the Mayflower Social Club in North Hollywood. It's just minutes away from the host hotel. But this party is not to be missed. It's our annual BB&B party. Boots, briefs, and bras. Yeah, that's right. We'll have a clothes check and a bar, and that's all you need. No, it's all in good fun. It's what you make of it. Show up in full costume, regular jeans and tee, jammies, your fancy bustier, if you love getting a little naughty. And I'll be teaching. I'm going to bring back two classic dances that kind of got lost in the shuffle over the years. So that's always fun for us. So there'll be lessons. The weekend pass does include this party, so you can just show up or you can just show up and pay at the door. So let's see, there's also our ending closing pool party. So it's uniquely different to a lot of dance events. So on Sunday, instead of trying to drag yourself to yet another closing dance, we open up the pool for our attendees, and you can just go hang and take a plunge in the pool, hang out, get some cocktails. There'll be music playing. So it's a great little way to close out a hot summer night. The only thing I was going to also bring up is like our theme dances. Friday night's dance is the rainbow ball. And then Saturday night, we have our rhinestone ball. So, you know, you can glitter it up.
How can we get more information or buy passes?
TheLAWranglers.org.
Well, thank you so much for speaking with us today. Thank you for what you have done for the dance community, not only with this event, but just in general. You've been such a gift. It's been such an honor to talk to you today. We hope that Wrangler Weekend Los Angeles is a huge success.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's been a great experience for me and for all of us just to be able to have this for people to enjoy.